Silver Creek Sr., Alex Deputate has a personal reason for wanting to help Ukrainian refugees get back on their feet. Deputate's grandparents were refugees from Ukraine in the 1940s. When they arrived in America, they found a community that helped them acclimate to their new home. It was the kindness of these strangers that has stuck with Deputate and the inspiration for his capstone project as part of the Silver Creek Leadership Academy. Alex Deputate at a rally at the Colorado Capitol Building in support of Ukraine. Photo courtesy of Alex Deputate. Students enrolled in the academy must create a capstone project to fulfill their academic requirements. Deputate has not only created a fundraiser at the school but has been involved with helping refugees for some time now. There were a lot of organizations and people who helped them, his grandparents, along their journey, and I wanted to kinda do something to give back to others who need that same opportunity, Deputate said. Deputate has organized a fundraiser that will be held at Silver Creek High School at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday. The cost for the event is $10 and a silent auction also will be held. By working with organizations such as Mercy Corps Ukraine, UNICEF Ukraine, United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, Ukrainians of Colorado and Sunflower Seeds Ukraine, Deputate has formed many connections. He invited several to speak and perform at the event. John Bobiak is a Denver-based photojournalist who recently returned from Ukraine. He also is a first-generation Ukrainian-American who spent 2.5 months volunteering with World Central Kitchen in relief efforts. Deputate has also invited a fellow Silver Creek student to speak who is an exchange student from Ukraine. Her journey to Longmont is touching and she must watch the trials of her homeland unfold knowing that her parents are still there. The fundraiser will also feature a musical performance by Zoriana, who emigrated from Ukraine around 8 months ago. Deputate hopes to raise more than $2,000 for Ukrainian refugees and all proceeds will go toward helping refugees. I think that it is a situation that people should be aware of and the news is staggering for these refugees. It struck a chord with me and it's a really emotional connection, so I felt like I wanted to do all I could to bring this to the attention of my community, Deputate said. Correction. John Bobiak is not affiliated with the Denver Post and spent 2.5 months volunteering in Ukraine. It was originally reported that he spent 1 month.